Hello there. Welcome to Healthy Cooking with your friendly Italian. I'm Jim Birrell.
And I'm Marilyn Birrell.
And we are so fortunate to have special guests here today. Jamie and Pani and Phil Love from a wonderful, wonderful place that we're going to be talking about, which is the Love's
Italian
ice
and custard.
And custard. And I tell you, people, you got to go there. We're very fortunate to have these
people here.
This is quality stuff, and we're going to be talking to them about that. We're going to be giving some recipes. We're going to give a recipe for some pork burgers and turkey meatballs, sliders that are easy to make, which you roast the turkey balls and put them in sauce. And a special, special thing for dessert, a Nutella dessert pizza, which we had up in New York City. So we're going to, or in Brooklyn, actually. So we're going to talk about that. And we're going to be talking about hamburgers. Why do we call hamburger a hamburger? It has no ham in a hamburger. But we're going to be talking about that. But first and foremost, let us welcome Jamie, Benny, and Phil to our program, and let's talk about the great, great spot that you have. What you serve, I'm in love with.
Well, the custard, their frozen custard, is by far the best that I've had in a long, long time. Now, how long have you been in business?
Not quite a year.
Not quite a year.
Right.
Okay.
We opened last year in September, so this is our first summer.
All right.
Was it August?
We had a soft opening in August,
right.
You're right.
The end of August, and we had our grand opening in September.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So they'll be coming on your first anniversary.
Yeah.
But your first summer. Well, that's wonderful.
Yes.
And go ahead.
And I understand in July, on July 15th, you're going to have the Seneca County Chambers coming in for what they call a cash mob. Can you explain that to us?
That's correct. We were approached to participate in what they, they do from time to time, a cash mob. It's going to be on July 15th from 5 to 7, and the chamber is, I don't know if they have a group of people that participate and, you know, friends and whatnot will... They'll come and mob our store, and we'll have some specials. So definitely,
and they're going to you will have the opportunity to come and taste
all these
wonderful products that you have.
Right.
Well, that's going to be exciting. So let's talk about. Let's start with where are you all from?
We're from Seneca Falls. We've lived here for a couple of years now,
but
we moved up here from Ithaca, and we were in Ithaca for about 15 years.
And this is your third house.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we decided to move up here from Ithaca just to have a quieter, smaller town environment for our younger children. Mm. And, we didn't necessarily think that we were going to open an ice cream shop, but that's the route that we took, and we're pretty happy that we decided to do that.
You've done us a service here in Seneca Falls. So let's get to the nitty and gritty of the different things that you serve. This is not your normal custard shop. This is far above.
Well, first of all, their actual frozen custard is probably one of the best I've tasted.
The creamiest.
The creamiest that I've tasted. And so most of your products are built around this wonderful custard. But they also make their own ice cream.
Right.
Well, my husband here, he is the one that makes all of our homemade Italian ice and homemade hard ice cream. And, our store is Love's Italian Ice and Custard. We want it to be a little different. In our area, there's not really a lot of Italian ice. You can't find that.
No.
And that's sort of what makes us stand out. But adding the custard to it, that is known as a gelati. So that's the parfait layering of Italian ice and custard. And it's delicious.
And this is what it looks like, right?
Yeah.
She brought one for us to have. So this is what it looks like. You have the custard, and I don't know if you can get a picture of that inside, but if you see the red, That is the ice.
Yes.
So the custard's on top and the ice is in the middle.
And that's a gelati. And I love them. And I get them and I bring it home and I have an emulsifier and I put it and I mix it all together and you have all different kinds of flavors of Italian ice.
Yes. Absolutely.
That are fantastic.
Yes. How many flavors do you have?
Typically, we try to keep it even. So we try to always have 6 to 8 different Italian ices in a rotation. You know, there's always certain flavors that are really popular.
Right.
And I taste all of them.
And what's your favorite?
I don't have a favorite.
Oh, okay.
You like them all, right?
I love them all.
He loves them all. And it's very important to have our little tasters. My daughter does the hard ice cream, and my son does the Italian ices.
No, she does the custard. That's all she eats. She eats like 7 a day.
Yeah, custard and Italian ice.
But
we try to keep a nice rotation. Same thing with the hard ice cream. You'll find, you know, because we do make in smaller batches.
Right.
You know, typically when I make a batch of ice cream, I'm getting 2 2.5 gallon tubs, so the flavor comes out some days, some weeks. If it's a nice busy hot week, it's only going to last a couple of days,
right?
And then we either remake that same product or we bring a different flavor in, so everything's constantly turning, constantly changing. We're always having an emphasis on freshness.
The freshness,
the better it tastes.
And the quality of the ingredients that go into it. You could not make the custard that you make if it wasn't for the fact that you have these wonderful, rich flavors. It's the best I've ever tasted. And then on top of it, you know, you can go to a custard shop, you get vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry.
Yes.
Now, here, you infuse all these different flavors.
We have 29 different extracts that we can, you know, you can.
It goes from
apricot to watermelon. You know, anything that we don't have in the hard ice cream, you can get in the soft ice cream.
And I had the espresso. That was nice.
Now I came upon something that ends, and I think is going to be my favorite. Someone recommended that we try the spumoni.
I never liked
spumoni, even though I'm of Italian heritage. But this one is absolutely incredible, and here's another view of this wonderful product, which is full of hazelnuts, or pistachio nuts, and it has the pistachio flavor that is really wonderful.
Is
and chocolate, you have chocolate
chips in
there. Yes, we put dark chocolate chips in.
And it's dark chocolate, my favorite, of course.
Yes.
Phil, do you like that?
Do you like the spumoni?
No, I just know what's in it.
Okay.
He knows what's in it. You know, it was, you know, everybody does their spumoni a different way.
Right.
And in the beginning, you know, my wife and I talked and I said, you know, we need to have something to stand by.
Our signature.
Signature product that we make. And I always loved the spumoni when I was younger, because it's not a single flavor,
but it's a
multiple flavored type of ice cream. So loving the pistachio, loving the cherry, the chocolate mixed in, I said, let's make our spumoni our way. You know, you might have somebody come and say, well, this isn't like the spumoni, but
it's better.
It's ours.
For someone that didn't like the original spumoni and has fallen in love with this, I like this much better.
Right. So it does. It has a bunch of wonderful different flavors.
Right.
We use top quality products. No skimping on anything, and we really just we put everything into that product. And my wife will tell you, being the one who basically handles the front of the house, that it's one of our top sellers.
It's gotta be.
It really is.
You got to go out of your way to go there to have this spumoni. It is absolutely phenomenal. So everything you have is, and not only is it wonderful tasting, the atmosphere is a nice, clean place.
Yes.
It's airy. We are so fortunate.
There's reasonable parking. You have enough parking in the area.
And we're right across from Academy Square Park.
Yes.
I mean, you know, you can right now it's lovely, the fountains, you know.
You can go sit by the fountain and eat your ice cream.
We have a lot of customers that do that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. It is better than any other custard that you have ever tasted. You, I am ordering you. Go. You'll love it. It's really,
amazed.
Really good. And we thank you so much
for coming to Seneca
and
Falls.
Seneca Falls and having this wonderful product.
So is there anything else you'd like to mention about your products at this time?
Well, you know, the simple thing to us is, and I'll be saying this till the day my kids take it over. It's simply having comments like yours, you know. That's what makes us go in every day. You know, it's not, you know, I'm not a crazy ice cream kind of guy. I mean, it's not something that I even eat every day. It's going in, it's hearing people come to you and tell you how wonderful your product is.
Right, we just take pride in our business. It's, you know, our name, and we always want people to be happy. You know, if you don't like something, we'll give you another flavor. We let you have taste of things.
Right. And you were mentioning earlier about your birthday cakes and cakes that they can order.
Yes.
So do you want to explain about that?
We also make, you know, cakes to order.
Frozen
with our custard. So it's chocolate, you know, on the bottom, little cake crunchies in the middle, and vanilla on top, buttercream frosting. And you can actually, you know, I have it that if you didn't like vanilla or chocolate, I can make it with any of the flavored custards. So you can have creme de menthe with, you know, German chocolate, or we're going to do a hard ice cream soon.
That's
we're
going
to
really
do a hard chocolate and pistachio nut.
Mm.
And, you know, I just, you know, what I do say is my spiel is I'm not a cake decorator, not yet. So it's just a simple border and a happy birthday or congratulations, but I make it fresh and the ice cream is going to be delicious and I really enjoy doing it. So,
well, you can see the enjoyment on your face. And you surely, not only do you serve a great product and everybody's happy with that product, but they're also happy by seeing you all there and how happy you are being there.
And they're very friendly. You feel very welcome going into their place.
Right. Yep.
So I think that always helps, too.
Absolutely.
You know, a quick little story. We did our first round of field trips this year.
Yeah.
So we had the fourth grade class from Caddy Staten. There was five of them. You know, and about the third class, you know, I was giving my demonstration to the kids, and I told the kids, I said, you know, to have a successful business, you have to have good partnerships.
Yes.
Good atmosphere with the people that you work with. And I told them the way that we have it now between my wife and myself and my kids, you know, we all have a little role to play.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my role, and I told them, was to make a product, to make a good product,
right,
to make it so that you came and tried it, enjoyed it, and said you wanted to come back. And my wife's role, I mean, you can come into the store one time, and the second time you come in, you felt like we've been open for 20 years.
Yes. Right.
She knows your name.
She does. That's the thing.
She makes it welcoming.
Right.
I mean,
also, your son is very
He's the
great.
Same way.
Yeah.
He's absolutely great. So we all have little roles. But when everybody's little part fits together, it comes into a
Well,
nice
I know
business.
What our role is, Marilyn and myself, is to eat it.
Yes, exactly.
Come in anytime.
And we appreciate it. Yeah. We certainly do.
Well, we thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it, and we thank you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
And you got to go. You got to go. You hear me?
Right.
We also have some recipes for you.
And Jim's going to talk about that a little bit.
We're going to be talking, we got some hamburg alternatives. And think about it.
Well, this is the time of year everybody wants to make hamburgers.
Everybody
and we've been through 4th of July, but from now on, everybody's going to be grilling something or other.
But why do they call them hamburgers?
Well, we looked
They're
that up.
They're not ham in them.
We looked that up last night to try to figure that out.
We might get to that. We're going to, we have a recipe for a pork burger. We also have some turkey meatball sliders, which You're taking, it's a little less fat in them, and we're roasting them. And then the we had gone to New York this past week.
Well, we
and
went
we
to had, our grandson, Phil's. He graduated eighth grade in Brooklyn from a charter school, and his favorite place is Carmine's around the corner, and his favorite dessert
Carmine's is
a Nutella dessert pizza with bananas and strawberry. But
so we got that recipe.
Nutella.
Delicious.
Do you know what Nutella is?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That is one of my favorite flavors.
We're big Nutella fans.
Well, all right. So all right. We have the recipe for that because Luca introduced us to that pizza. Delicious. So that's now our favorite dessert.
Yep. And the recipes are available. The pork slider is you're mixing this up, making it into hamburgers, and you're going to serve it. You're going to grill it, and you're going to serve it with a grilled onion on it. And one of the things that you'll notice in that recipe that we use the secret ingredient, wasabi sauce, and you mix that and. You're going to say, where am I going to get wasabi sauce? Well, Saunders has wasabi sauce. Try a little one. It's got wasabi has got a little flavor of a, what am I trying to say, Meryl? What's the stuff? Horseradish.
Yes.
Right.
And it absolutely is wonderful. So you might want to take a look at something in an alternative from a hamburger to a pork burger. The turkey meatballs are lighter. You're very easy to make. You roll them out, put them in the oven, and roast them. Put a little sauce on it, a very simple type of sauce. Put them on a hamburger roll with the slider in there. Put a little cheese over the top and eat it. So that would be a hamburger roll. And then this Nutella.
This was a new experience. We all fell in love with it.
Well, so. this is really simple to make.
It is. It's very easy.
You're going to take a pizza pan, sprinkle it with some granulated sugar on the bottom, go to the store and buy a baked pizza.
No, you want a very thin one.
Thin one, but you don't want one with any cheese on or anything. Just plain. Put that down. Take a layer of Nutella over the top and... Marilyn, explain to them what Nutella is.
Nutella is a chocolate and hazelnut mixture.
All right.
Basically, it's absolutely wonderful. I see where either Jiffy is coming out. The real Nutella was from Italy.
Right.
Okay, that was the original flavoring came from Italy. And it was around for years and years and years. But I've noticed on television that some of these other companies are now coming up with this spread.
Getting
on the bandwagon, so to speak.
And we have a stamp of approval. Phil likes it.
Yes. Phil knows what Nutella is.
So we're going to put a layer, and then we're gonna put it in the oven, all right, in a hot oven, like about 450 degrees for about 2 minutes. All you want to do is
to bubble a little bit.
Little bubble. Then put some slices of strawberry. Slices of bananas or whatever you want on it. Sprinkle it with a little powdered sugar. Slice it and you can eat it. Now, if you really want to become decadent on it, you can put whipped cream over the top of it or custard.
There you go.
Easy way to do whipped cream. If you have a emulsifier, take your whipped cream, put it in some kind of a container, and just move it up and down, let the air get to it, and within about 15 seconds, you're going to have wonderful whipped cream. So you can do it that way. You're really going to like this. You got to try it. The kids will fall in love with that recipe.
Well, it certainly became one of our grandson's favorite, and he introduced us to it. He's been going to Carmine's. It's around the corner from his Brooklyn home since he was smaller than you, Phil. Since he was 3 years old, and it's his favorite pizza. So upon graduation, he decided that that's what we should do. So that's where we went.
Now,
is this Carmine's? Is this the one that has the family style?
No.
It was a small restaurant. They did a lot of pizzas. They just expanded and went into a sports bar with the wood. They put a wood burning oven.
Love it.
Wood stove oven in the new part. Mm. So we went to see part of the women's soccer, which is when they beat Germany. We went to see that, so that was part of it.
Right.
So,
A lot of wonderful places to eat.
Oh, you can go crazy.
Yeah, there is. Right. Incredible.
A lot of good pizza.
Yeah.
And a lot of pizza. Yeah. But they have excellent pizza.
I mentioned the word hamburger, why they call them hamburgers. So we looked it up. And hamburger comes from Hamburger, Germany. And hamburger is on the coast. And they would get in raw meat and a tartare, if you will. Mm-hmm. And I guess they all got sick eating when they ate the raw meat. So they decided
to cook it.
To cook it. And that became a hamburger.
Because it came from Hamburg, Germany.
The other thing they say is they have cattle over there that are called hamburgers.
Well, Hamburg, it's a Hamburg cattle. Yes.
Hamburg cattle. So yeah. That works. And then a third one, there's a chef that was from the area called Otto Kruse. In 1891, he would make a sandwich for the sailors out of ground beef and fry it in butter, top it with an egg, and put it on a bun. Called it a hamburger. Hmm. So that gives you some information. I don't know what's that worth, but you now, if anybody asks you, you'll have the answer, right?
Right.
I don't think anybody's going to ask you.
So is there? Yeah, is, yes. And I think the important thing about hamburgers is that you don't handle them very much because they become tough.
Right.
So the less you handle them and the more. I was watching The Chew the other day, and they're making a Mario Batali's kids cook, and they're putting all the stuffing in the middle. They put a piece down, and then they put whatever they like in the middle, and then they cook it on either side, and they say that's their favorite dinner.
Right.
So, you know.
Mel, we got a lot of hints on how to make a good hamburger.
Right.
We're going to save that.
All right.
We're going to save that to the next time. We've got some secrets. Jim Bureau always has a secret.
Of course.
On how to make a better, in this case, hamburger. We're going to give that to you the next time around. We're also, next time, the farmer's market, Cornell Extension people are going to come on in. We're going to be talking about the farmer's market. We're going to be talking about healthy, wonderful foods.
They're going to give us some recipes, too, of the products that they sell there. So they'll
very
be
nice.
In.
And one of the products that we're going to have, one of the recipes we're going to have, which is a famous one, that comes out of Cornell from a professor at Cornell, which is the Cornell chicken. Barbecue chicken.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going
You've
to have
had that.
That.
Right?
Yes,
yeah.
I have. I've had that. I've had different variations on it. It is. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
We matter of fact, we had chicken split chicken quarters last night from the farmer's
organic.
Wonderful.
Organic
chicken.
Well, it's such a treat, and I encourage anybody all over who is watching have a local farmer's market to go. You can't beat the products from a local farmer's market.
You can't.
I also came across a recipe from Cornell Extension of a healthy berry cobbler that we're going to be talking about.
Mm.
So
before we leave, do you have anything else you'd like to tell us about your business or get through to?
Well, on the farmer's market kind of tip, we will be making this week. We just partnered with a farm, Blackbrook Farms.
Yes.
Yeah,
we bought fresh black raspberries from them.
Oh,
so that's,
wow. And that's one of my favorite
That
fruits.
Will be coming
that,
out.
That's coming out.
In a day or two, so we'll probably call it.
If Phil doesn't eat them before.
You know, I told him when he delivered them the other day, I says, you better keep these away from me because
they're very good.
Anything fresh. The nice thing was is that we also order their, they have like a box that you can order every week of fresh
veggies.
Oh,
how nice.
Yeah,
what
so
a pleasure. That's
super
fantastic.
Fresh organic stuff.
Yes.
So.
I think the most important thing about us is we're going to be open year-round. You know, we're going to, so
we're
that's a little bit,
Mondays.
That's a little bit different from the other places. That's right,
yeah.
Except for Mondays.
Well,
it's starting in the fall.
Well, you've got to
have
a day off.
Yeah. We'll close down right before, you know, the winter break and reopen maybe the second week in January. So come and visit us. We'll be open year-round.
Please, you got to go, people.
And
it's
if
wonderful.
You want that special birthday cake or anniversary cake or
all seasons
bridal,
to our,
you know, bridal shower,
baby shower,
baby shower. There's nothing like an ice cream cake, I don't think.
We always have seasonal stuff, so I personally, as much as I love the weather in the summer, I'm personally love the fall.
Yes.
It is. It's beautiful.
We still get the nice warm days, but we get the cool nights. But I love making the pumpkins and the seasonal ice creams.
Oh, that's great.
So they're some of our most popular ones.
Oh, want to know another delicious flavor? The creamy Jamie pumpkin pie.
The pumpkin pie ice cream.
All right. Pumpkin pie ice cream.
So, Phil, give us a couple of ideas of your very favorites. Obviously, the pumpkin, you like that one.
I really like
that. So if you were going to go there right now, what would you order?
I would probably get an Italian ice, and that would be... Do we have the sour apple?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sour apple... And if I were to get an ice cream, it would probably be... Oh, man, I don't know much ice creams.
The one you just had.
The one I just had.
Which was?
The mint cookies and cream.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah. We're going to have to go over there and have some of that. That sounds good.
Right.
I also have to mention before we leave that come in August, they're having a celebration on Van Cleef Lake.
Yes, they are.
And
it's a 10-day... celebration.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're having all kinds of entertainment and everything's going on. And Mark Santacropi, who has a wonderful voice, is forming a barbershop quartet.
Okay.
And if you're interested in would like to be part of that,
well,
and
Carol
harmony,
Ritter is going to do a sort of a Follies kind of review. So anybody that has talent, I think their auditions are coming up.
Right.
You should look them up. If you have some kind of talent or would have something that you would like to do,
right,
I'm sure she would love anybody to try out.
And then with this quartet, you can call Mark and get some details on that. So we hope you enjoyed. You got off the 4th of July holidays, and we will see you in a couple of weeks again. And we are so happy to have these
wonderful love family.
We appreciate it.
And I'm telling you, you're missing something if you don't go there. This is great stuff. We're very fortunate to have them here. Thank you very much, and have a good day. Ciao.